RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
301-230-0980 is the number here on the Burgundy and Gold today. Lenoa Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock hour. About Ryan Fowler going to join the program. We get his thoughts on Washington's, can I say it? Dominating performance yesterday, Sunday, against the Los Angeles Chargers. What else we got coming up here on the show, Ant-Man? I want to give some love to a certain group of people a little bit later on in the show. And what did I say earlier when I gave my my Luke McCaffrey apology? I said, I'm a man first when I do this. I'm a man first. So when I say something and then the opposite happens, it's not waffling, it's not flip-flopping, it is me just addressing and updating the take with new information, people. That's it. I'm updating my takes with new information. I have a take that I do need to update a little bit later on in the show, and it is about a certain draft class. That's your teaser right there. I want to get into this defense, though, man. It was a dominating performance from Washington on that side of the football, and I get it. There is the backdrop of no Rashawn Slater, no Joe Alt. Mekhi Becton was in and out of the lineup the entirety of the game. Amarion Hampton just got put on a four-game IR with a twisted ankle. You lost him during the contest yesterday. Trey Pipkins, the backup to the backup, went down yesterday as well. And the Chargers offensively were the walking wounded. I don't care about that. The bottom line is this. The Washington Commanders suffocated the LA Chargers defensively. When you are able to keep a team out of the end zone for three consecutive quarters, you've got my attention. You've got my attention. Here is the silver lining in Washington's defensive effort yesterday to me. It was all about this pass rush. They were able to consistently get after Justin Herbert. And Ant briefly touched on it. I will go on it in more detail here. Joe Witt Jr., for all of the criticisms that he had, that he received this past week, unfairly, I might add, I thought he called a hell of a game in terms of understanding when to pressure and when not to pressure. I thought he did a good job disguising the pressures. How many times, Ant, did they walk up seven guys to the line of scrimmage and then only ended up rushing four on obvious blitzing downs?
Mm-hmm.
Thought he deserved a lot of credit for that. I want to get to the blitz rate for the game and for the week. The team that blitzed the most this past weekend was the Cincinnati Bengals. Washington blitzed at a 24.4% clip. Guess how much they blitzed the week prior against Atlanta? 28%. It's just your pressures were far more impactful. You were able to scheme some things up. Joe Witt playing Jordan McGee and using him as a blitzer and allowing his speed and athleticism to jump off of the tape. He deserves some credit for that. I think Jordan McGee, what was it, 12 snaps that he played yesterday? That was more than he had played in the first 4 weeks combined. So maybe, just maybe, we're starting to see a role get carved out for one Jordan McGee, and we'll get to him when we talk about the youngins that played really well yesterday. But I thought the pass rush from Washington yesterday was really, really impactful, man. And from a number standpoint, right, the numbers don't jump off of the page from a pressure standpoint. Dallas pressured Justin Fields 27 times yesterday. That's embarrassing. I'm looking at the pressure leaders from yesterday. Who got the most quarterback pressures? It was the Dallas Cowboys. They pressured Justin Fields 27 times. Washington for the weekend came in with the fourth most pressures. They pressured Justin Herbert the fourth most out of any defense in week number five. So I think they get a ton of credit for that. Some individual efforts on the defensive line, though, really stood out to me. We talked about Jacob Martin last week. He had a half a sack. We talked about Javon Kinlaw and Deron Payne. They were lethal on the interior. And Javon Kinlaw taking on double teams and then shedding the double team and then making the tackle, like, that's the stuff of an elite defensive tackle. That's the stuff of an elite defensive tackle. Washington defensively yesterday, when the pass rush got home, when they were able to impact Justin Herbert, good things happened. When they didn't get to Justin Herbert, that's when things began to unravel, I guess, for this defense. It may not feel like it, but Anthony pointed it out. L.A. converted 9 of 16 third downs yesterday. That's got to improve. That's got to get better. But when you sack a quarterback 5 times and force 2 turnovers, you can get away with giving up 9 of 16 on third down. But I think the most important thing that I learned about the defense, and I guess we should have already known this, when they're able to get pressure, the coverage can hold up. When they're not able to get pressure, the coverage doesn't hold up. It's a very simple equation here for this Commanders defense, which leads me to ask this at 301-230-0980. Was yesterday's version of the Commanders defense, is that the real version of the Commanders defense, or do you think it was just a byproduct of the matchup? 301-230-0980 is the number. I'll be honest with you, I think it was a byproduct of the matchup. I think when they go up against teams that are lacking up front along the offensive line, I think they will be able to dominate defensively. When they go up against a group that does not allow the front four to wreck the game, they will get exposed in the secondary. And that is what happened yesterday. When Justin Herbert, I'll even pull up the numbers because the splits are very damning. Justin Herbert, when he was pressured versus when he was not pressured yesterday, was two different quarterbacks, point blank. So that is the thing for me moving forward. Can this defensive front continue to wreak havoc and dominate? How confident are you that this D-line can continue to wreak havoc and create chaos plays? Because I think they can do it against certain groups. I think others, it'll be more of a struggle. Chicago next weekend against the Bears. That's not a game I don't think they'll be able to dominate up front going up against the dudes that they have on the interior of their offensive line. Right? Joe Tooney, Drew Dolman, Jonah Jackson. It's a good interior three. And I'm not trying to, like, rain on the parade, and I know it's Monday, so maybe I shouldn't bring up anything that's even hinting at being negative. But the performance of the Commanders' defense yesterday, I expected it, and it's what we talked about all week. I even think I went as far as to say they better dominate or else. And there's no real or else, because what the hell am I going to do? But, like, that to me is the conversation right now with the Commanders' defense. I think they are a group that will be able to dominate up front against weakened offensive lines. And when they're able to do that, the secondary will look good. But I think more weeks than not, they're not going to be able to dominate up front, and it's going to expose this secondary. Where do you stand on the Washington Commanders defense after yesterday's performance? 301-230-0980 is the number. Rodney is in Orlando wanting to check in. What's up, Rodney?
Hey, what's up? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
Thanks for taking my call, bro.
How you doing? Appreciate you waiting for us.
Of course, bro. A couple things that I noticed this whole weekend of football. You going into week six, no undefeated team. So kind of tells me season's going to be long and hard.
Well, there's one undefeated team. Buffalo.
No, there's none.
Buffalo.
Buffalo lost last night to New England, bro.
I'm tripping. That was crazy to say. You're right.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. So you figure, you know, it's going to be a tough, long road. And I think, basically, now the identity of this football team has been discovered in week six. You know who you are now. Offensively, run the ball. You know, you got a three-headed monster plus Jaden. You can use Debo in that running game. You know, if we start the game throwing the ball again, I'm going to lose my mind. And I think on the defensive side of the ball, you saw with the pressure and sending the blitz and things like that. And I assumed that the turnovers would come eventually. And that's going to give us more possessions. That's going to help us out tremendously as well. So I think right now we know who we are, the football team. And like you say, if you got to be the bully in the playground, be the bully in the playground. You know, run it until they stop it. And last thing I want to go, I want to say is the Miami Hurricanes, they're the best team in college football. Shout out to you, brother.
Appreciate you, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. That's a fair take. I think with the defense, I felt like this last year too, with the defense. Like when they were able to dominate up front, they'll win. And I guess that's just football in 2025. It's football in the 1980s. It's football in the early 2000s. The game hasn't changed. When you're able to control the line of scrimmage, when you're able to beat people up front, you will be able to have success. The question is this, though, at 301-230-0980. The Washington Commanders shut out the Chargers for three consecutive quarters. Three consecutive quarters yesterday. They were able to force two turnovers. They sacked Justin Herbert five times. They held this Chargers passing offense to under 200 yards. What are your takeaways from yesterday on the defense? Is what they did yesterday sustainable, or do you think it is the byproduct of going up against a wounded offense in the LA Chargers? Your calls on that next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.